Hello, this is Apostle Thompson, and our meditation will be about unstopping your ears and therefore unlocking your tongue this morning. In Isaiah chapter 50, you get down to dealing with the Messiahship of Christ, who was the obedient servant. And verses 4 and 5 give us insight, because the Bible has said over in 1 Corinthians 2:9, eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, not have entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love him. Now, we really need our ears opened by the Holy Spirit, that our mouth can be open, saying the right things about life that can produce divine results. Here in Isaiah 50 and 4, it says, "The Lord God had given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. He waketh morning by morning, he waketh my ear to hear as the learned." Now, you must look at this scripture over and over again, seeing this is how Jesus was operating. But here the Holy Spirit wants us to operate in Christ as Christ operated in our lives on a daily basis. Listen to this scripture again here in Isaiah 50 and 4. "The Lord God had given me the tongue of the learned." Now, the tongue of the learned, meaning that Jesus said, "Come and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light," over in Matthew chapter 11, verse 27 through 30. And here he's talking about having a learned tongue, be able to speak to issues properly from a divine perspective, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. Well, a lot of times we become weary within ourselves. We need to speak to ourselves. Speak to our family members and speak to people who come to us for help. And here, this divine session of the Word of God says, "He waketh morning by morning, he wakened my ear to hear as the learned." Now, I believe that this is talking about taking us to the point that we are hearing spiritually and that we are speaking spiritually, and that whatever we speak to has to obey us. And then in verse 5, "The Lord God has opened my ear. You see, your ears had to be open to the spirit realm. May the Lord open your ears and open your eyes and open your mind and open your heart in the spirit realm, that you can hear things that normal men can't hear. He said, "The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious." Now, you see, you have to yield to this, because some things had to be removed for you to be able to hear. Neither turn away back. This is so powerful. The intent of the Holy Spirit in this chapter is to portray to man the inexhaustible power of God, that could, if he so choose, use that power in any capacity. My goodness. It revealed to us that what we need to do is, as I begin with this meditation, our ears need to be unstopped to the spirit world. And when our ears are unstopped, our tongue and our mouth will be unlocked, and we'll be able to speak divine sentences over everything that around us, and our life will change to a life of great victory and great power. So listen, we'll meditate this some more. But just think about having unstopped ears, hearing what the Father is saying, hearing what the Spirit is saying, and then you'll be able to speak a word in due season, speak a word over your situation, speak a word over whatever you need to happen in your life, speak a word on the Father's behalf, and somebody hear, speak the gospel, that they may become knowledgeable of the Lord Jesus Christ and the family of God, and that many will be saved when your ears are unstopped and when your tongue is unlocked. Many will come to the knowledge of the Lord, and the Lord will be well pleased.